I'm obsessed with stand-up comedy. I think I'm a pretty good judge of excellent comedians, even though I can't always tell you the reason why something works or why something's funny or why they're that good. I sort of compare it to, you know, how Simon Cowell can judge these music competitions and he can see a singer or hear a group and knows what works really well. But we've never heard him sing. I think it's sort of like that for me and stand-up comedians. So many comics out there who try so hard and they just don't have it. And there's some excellent comics out there like Mike Birbiglia, Russell Howard, Wanda Sykes, Tig Notaro, new comics like Michael Palasek, Ali Wong, Joe Coy. There's so many great comedians out there.
I'm Mike Birbiglia. I got one of those last names that you always have to spell on the phone. Like, it's B as in boy, I-R, B again, I-G-L-I-A. And I wish my last name were just boy. I'd be like, it's B as in boy, and then the rest of the word boy. I'm Italian, but my family's not real Italian. We're like Olive Garden Italian. Sometimes people come up to me, they'll be like, in Italy, it's pronounced Birbiglia. I'm like, in America, you're annoying.
I was an instructor at the college level. My specialty was in music, in the vocal and choral concentrations. And the odd thing about it is that I got the position directly after graduation. So I instantly became a teacher to my peers. It was awkward. But we did still have a fun time. And that was when I discovered that I was not meant to be a teacher. On this 10th day of AudioMo, I just want to wish my niece Riella a happy birthday. She turns 4 today. Tito loves you.